Toppy. Cricket and I met because we're both ham radio operators. Isn't that right, honey?
It sure is, honey.
Yeah, and Toppy, Cricket and I talked the, on the
what's ham, a ham radio?
What?
What's a ham radio? What's that?
Ham radio. All right. Yeah.
Because this sounds like something Big Fatty would like.
Big Fatty.
Big Fatty.
Big Fatty.
Big Fatty.
I go there all the time. I mean, I used to. I used to go to Big Fatty all the time.
Billy, that's not the Big Fatty.
Used to. Keyword.
All right, yeah.
Used to.
What's Big Fatty, honey?
Nothing.
Oh.
Nothing for you to worry your little pretty head over, honey.
Okay, Billy.
All right, but so there's no confusion. I'm talking about BigFattyOnline.com, mm-hmm. and you're talking about something different.
Oh, well, what are you talking about, Billy?
Oh, like I said, honey bunch, nothing. It's nothing to concern you. Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
This sounds like something Big Fatty would like.
Big Fatty.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1127 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 23rd of May, 2012. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me, a little show. Y'all, we've got voice letters today, y'all, and it's just a week until Big Freddy heads down to the Orlando. Yes, Big Freddy. Hello, Mirabolas! Big Fatty, we know what that means. Hi, everyone. I hope your Wednesday is going well. Y'all, by the time you hear this, you will know who won the giant Mirabol trophy on the dance in this season. Y'all, can't wait. Can't wait. They're repeating the Monday night performances, and then they're going to have the two-hour finale, y'all, and y'all, I just can't wait. I'm going to make a prediction now, since I am recording this, prior to the little show being over there, on over there at the ABC, y'all, I think the girl's going to win. I think that William... it will be him and her in the finals. I think the football player is going to be the next one to be eliminated. But I think the girl's going to actually win, y'all. That's just my feeling. They have to do a dance for the judges, for the G's, that goes into their score. But y'all, I guarantee all of them will get, triple tens. Boom, boom. You know what that sounds like, don't you? Yes, Big Freddy, but could you remind us?
Ladies and gentlemen, the judges have their scores. Carry on and on.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I'm gonna miss hearing that. But y'all, I just heard that a few moments ago. Big Freddy, what do you mean you just heard that a few moments ago? Well, here's a hint.
Mystery date. Are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late. It would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yeah, Gussie, praise hydrogen, y'all. It's been, y'all, Big Fatty's been in a famine. Been in a famine! But, y'all, thank goodness my old, most regular gentleman caller, y'all, he sent me an e-letter at 4:05 p.m. in the evening Tuesday. And, Brick Freddy, what are you doing after the work at the coal mine? And, y'all, I wrote him back at about 4:12, and I'm like, oh, well, I've missed out on that. You know, it's just, you know, because if you don't catch it just like that, you miss it. And I sent it back, and I didn't hear another word. And then a few minutes later, I checked the e-letters, and, okay, I'll see you a little bit after 5. Y'all, let me tell you. So I was prepared when he arrived, and I said, well, long time no see. And he goes, did you miss me? I said, I guess I'll have to show you. And y'all, he moaned and groaned more today. Big Freddy, you're just going to make your straight boyfriend, straight Bob, jealous. But y'all, he moaned and groaned today more than he normally does. And so y'all, when the train arrived and we were finished, I said to him, "Well, did you miss me?" He goes, "Yeah, I think I did." Big Freddy, that is just lovely. Or vulgar. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I think I'm beginning to catch up, but y'all, which of course means everybody will start posting again. But y'all, let me just, before I start reading these, let me just say how, and this is honest to goodness truth, how honored I am to have the spot in Big Fatty WWW, and how honored I am that so many of you go over there and post funny things that just tickle Big Fatty to no end. Y'all, it really makes me very happy. All right, y'all, there's a Big Fatty separating. Big Fatty celebrating Leprechaun Day. Y'all, there's a reminder to call the BFO and do an impression of Big Fatty or Poodle McNoodle. You got till next Thursday. There's Big Fatty dancing like a chicken. Big Fatty, you don't dance that well. And y'all, then there's National Chocolate Chip Day. Evidently, the chocolate chips have been replaced by Big Fatty. And y'all, then Mike Perry up there in the Squamish BC spotted Big Fatty playing with his kangaroo balls. Big Fatty, that's vulgar.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, oh, his whole life's a sham, and oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Big Fatty, this is Scotty. I couldn't understand your podcast about the new Really Super Show. It made no sense when you moaned the name of whoever it is that's starting a new show. Please speak clearly. Bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that is Scotty the Little Aussie Battler. And y'all, he's getting up there in the age because he evidently could not understand Big Fatty when he was helping promote the new little show that's being put out by the up there in the Chicago's, and Scotty, it's very easy. It's listed over there under the fat favorites over at the BFO, and the name of it is.
This is into the BFO. We want our Beaver Back Desk. The lodge has reopened, and there's a vulgar picture, but a true representation of Big Fatty.
Show, and I know when it debuts on next Monday, the Jews would love to have you come listen, so do it, Scotty. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hello, Big Fatty. It's Fat Peter G, and we're here with Tom and Terry, and they've come down from one of their places in the Chicago's.
Don't overcook it.
They've deigned to be with us. And we're here with Mr. and Mrs. Boo. Say hello, Brenda Boo.
Hello.
That was Brenda Boo. Thank you, Big Fatty. Thank you for calling. We love you. Thank you for calling. Say thank you for calling.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you for calling. Goodbye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that is that Peter G. And y'all, he spent the weekend up there in the Chicagos with that Tom and Terry Digga and T. Wiggles. And y'all, evidently, the Boo family came up there to visit as well. And y'all, it sounds to me like they may have had have been overserved two or three times over. But y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard that Toppy Smelly, yes, Big Freddy, and you know he's got that Aunt Tappy. That y'all, he's afraid that she's a little on the masculine side. But y'all, did you hear Brenda Boo's voice? Toppy Smelly, maybe you better. Yes, Big Freddy, maybe they should check out, get some clues from Big Freddy, you're fucking up.
Hey, Big Freddy, it's Brian and David. We just had some BLT sandwiches and we loved them. And here's some more for you.
BLTs, yum! Ooh!
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, it sounds to me like Peter G. and the Booze and T. Wiggles and Digga aren't the only ones drinking, but y'all, I don't know, maybe last weekend was a get drunk weekend. Yes, Big Freddy, it probably was. So, but y'all, Brian and David did call back, so maybe we can confirm or deny if they had been overserved as well.
I'm doing it all over the place.
I can't do it.
Oh, Big Fatty, we're trying really hard to burp, and we drank a whole bottle of soda, and it's not working, and we're just laughing our asses off now. Anyway, talk to you later.
Oh, my God, it's funny.
Yeah, I think that pretty much confirms it, y'all. Yes, Big Freddy, they're smashed. They're just smashed.
Hello, Big Fatty darling. At the tone, we are 117 days from Pride 48 Vegas weekend. Oh, kisses, darling. Mwah. See you there.
Yeah, Gussie, that's the one and only Miss Donna Sugars. Y'all, Big Fatty got a little confused. He thought they said on the TV machine that Donna Sugars had died last week at age 62. But y'all, Big Fatty, you fuck it up every time. Yeah, just fuck it up every time. But y'all, speaking of drunks, guess who called back?
Okay, but she would like to know, is that good?
Yeah. So, Big Fatty, it's Peter G, and I'm here with the Tom and the Terry from the Chicagos, and Brenda Boo and Mr. Boo, and we wanted to know...
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, it sounds to me like that Peter G is getting ready to axe Big Fatty a question. So, Big Fatty, so you've got to play some music. Do it!
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, as you know, we've got an Ask Big Fatty question all the way from up there in the Chicagos, and it comes to us from that Peter G. Yes!
And we wanted to know if rectal rejuvenation procedures are available. Don't ask why. We just wanted to know if it's possible to rejuvenate that area. I guess somebody here, it's not me, but somebody here needs rejuvenation, and they're withered or something, I don't know. So, thank you, Big Fatty. Thank you for calling. Bye.
Yeah, Gus, y'all, you can hear T. Wiggles back there in the background just a bit. And rectal rejuvenation. Well, now Peter G, the rectum and the anal orifice is a very forgiving, a very forgiving area, and unless you've just been ridden hard and hung up wet on a regular basis, or perhaps you have some sort of disorder, Big Fatty, you have a disorder, then rectal rejuvenation would not be something that you'd have to investigate. It would come naturally, but I'm sure somebody's out there making a buck off of it. Yes! Yeah, Gussie, y'all, since we're having sort of medical week, y'all have got a little something here to read to you. Y'all, this is embarrassing medical exams. And y'all, these are things that are sent in by doctors, I believe, or nurses. It says, at the beginning of my shift, I placed a stethoscope on an elderly and slightly deaf patient's anterior chest. Wait a minute, I can't read that. Y'all, I fucked that up. Big Fatty! Y'all, it's supposed to say, I put the stethoscope on the anterior chest and said, big breaths! And the woman says, yes, they used to be! Big Fatty, you should have just skipped it. Y'all, while acquainting myself with a new elderly patient, I ask, how long have you been bedridden? After a look of complete confusion, she answered, why, not for about 20 years when my husband was alive. Big Fatty, that sounds like something you'd say. Y'all, I was performing rounds at the hospital one morning, and while checking up on a man, I asked, so how's your breakfast this morning? It's very good, except for the Kentucky jelly. I can't seem to get used to the taste, Bob replied. I then asked to see the jelly, and Bob produced a foil packet labeled KY jelly. Hey, Freddy, you put worse things in your mouth. Y'all, a nurse was on duty in the emergency room when a young woman with purple hair, styled in a punk rocker mohawk, sporting a variety of tattoos and wearing strange clothing, entered. It was quickly determined that the patient had acute appendicitis, so she was scheduled for immediate surgery. When she was completely disrobed on the operating table, the staff noticed that her pubic hair had been dyed green, and above it there was a tattoo that read, "Keep off the grass." Once the surgery was completed, the surgeon wrote a short note on the patient's dressing, which said, "Sorry, but we had to mow the lawn." Big Freddy, that's a good one. Y'all, a new young MD doing his residency in the OB. He was quite embarrassed when performing female pelvic exams. But to cover his embarrassment, he unconsciously formed a habit of whistling softly. A middle-aged lady upon whom he was performing this exam certainly burst out laughing, which was further embarrassing to him. He looked up from his work and sheepishly said, "I'm sorry, was I tickling you?" And she said, with tears running down her cheeks from laughing so hard, "No, doctor, but the song you were whistling was, oh, dear, I see." No, that was not the name of the song. The song you were whistling was, "Oh, I Wish I Were an Oscar Mayer Wiener." Big Fatty, that's good. Y'all, I got one more of those. That's pretty good. So, y'all, got a horror meeting later on tonight. And so we'll see how that goes. And y'all, then, I did inform my... y'all, that is a garden salad with some rotisserie chicken. I did inform my old most regular gentleman caller that I would be out of town beginning on Thursday, but I would be back on Sunday, and I would only be in town Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday until the 10th of June. And y'all, you know what? You know what he said?
This sounds like something Big Fatty would like.
Big Fatty.
Why, yes, I would like for him to come on back by.
can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.